IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with Japan. Did you know that in Japan, a night shift worker earns up to 25% more than a day shift worker? Now, Japan is already famous for its whole work ethic, right? Where you get a pat on your back for working so hard that you fall asleep at your desk or pass out in a train on your way home. Now, follow an Instagram account called Sleeping Tokyo for some hilarious results like that. It's crazy. But night shifts are scary things. Not from a fear of muggings or robberies, but from the point of view of health. As you can see, I'm driving straight to the point here because there's a lot for us to unpack. Some of us might work a night shift or know people who work night shifts. And even if you do not, this information is still relevant to you since staying awake till 2 a.m. is almost like being on a night shift. But night shift workers have a higher occurrence of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, mental disorders. Now, this itself should be very disconcerting. However, they also tend to have poor social lives and relationships. Their timelines are the exact opposite of normal life. And this makes keeping in touch with people hard or close to impossible. This feeling of being disconnected from life weighs down very heavily on them. And I often get messages from listeners asking, what is the best way to balance life being a night shift worker? As none of the morning habits seem to make sense for them. Now, not all night shifts are the same. Some are through the night, some are late into the night. So you will have to figure out which works best for you. My heart really goes out to you, those working that night shift. And my first suggestion is always, as soon as possible, try getting a regular time job. But you guys are essential for our societies functioning smoothly. So I salute you for your sacrifice. And yes, it is really a sacrifice. So the first rule of thumb is food. What to eat, when to eat, and why. Try your best to finish food before your shift starts at 9 p.m. Then fast the remainder of the time. Obesity is linked to night shift workers, remember, for two reasons. First is that they tend to eat through the night and hence have more food than most normal shift workers do. The second is that the human biology is not capable of digesting food properly through the night. And this is typically when we are asleep, and hence this is when the body is repairing itself and not necessarily focusing on churning the stomach and digestion. We do not have the right hormones to keep up with this heavy nighttime food consumption. I know for many of you, food is what keeps you awake, but it is something that you have to learn to break up with or learn to fast through that period. Try your best to avoid coffee or green tea at this time as well. Remember, it takes 6 to 7 hours for the caffeine to leave your system, which means that you will leave your shift, reach home, and still be too wired from the coffee to sleep peacefully. Stick to drinking things that are not caffeinated, like sodas or fresh lime sodas, without sugar, remember, without sugar. Because once you avoid sugary foods and junk foods and juices, you will see that your energy remains constant through the night. There is no crash that takes place. And I know by now you must be thinking that surviving the night is going to be impossible with all that Ashton is saying. But actually, you're going to be surprised at how well you will function without the coffee and the sugar through the night. There will be no crash of energy, and hence you will function smoothly and maybe even more energetically through the night. Then, once you come home, don't go to bed immediately. Spend time with the family. Message your friends. Spend an hour doing this and then go to bed. Now while sleeping, make sure the room is pitch black. Make sure you have thick curtains, and you can even use an eye mask if you like. Buy a pair of earplugs as well if you have a busy road next to you, or you have a noisy bedroom, or you have people staying with you. Try and make that bedroom your cave, you know, a dark den. And before bed, don't expose yourself to too much light. Have a bath and just hit the sack. For a night shift worker, the best time to exercise is in the evening, as close to your work as possible, because the adrenaline from the workout will keep you awake longer. You can have a nap in the evening as well, just to give you that extra boost of energy for the night. During the day, make sure you get some sun. Be out in the sunlight. Also, eat your meals as close to the normal times as possible. Try to get 6 to 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep when you can. Don't compound the problem by only sleeping 4 hours. That is stupid. And I used to have a very bad sleep practice just like that, where I used to work through the night and think I'll make up for it the next day. I ruined my health, and I can only imagine how y'all must be feeling. See, as your habit coach, I want you to thrive. A night shift job is hard, but you can try these small habits to make it that little better. Like I said, this podcast is dedicated to all the doctors, nurses, essential services, first responders, cabin crews, truck drivers, service center employees, news reporters, retail shop workers. And I could go on and on, but I know that the world would not go on and on without you. So thank you very much for what you do. I hope these habits help you in some way. And please share this episode with as many people as you know who are part of these essential services and do work at night. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashden Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.